back to another 20 minutes with Chad, where Chad's tell us all about the movies he hasn't seen since he's an actor and has Paramount Plus, Amazon, and a bunch of Netflix and Amazon Plus and probably FX and a bunch of other crap, Tubi, but these are the films he hasn't seen. So I want to know why. So Chad, start us off.
Well, I couldn't find any like 1930s because like the 30s and 40s, I kind of, it's hit and miss because a lot of places don't show them. So I'm like, so I'm going off of like a lot of like figuring out like, okay, but I did start off with the 1950s.
Hold on. Don't you have TCM?
No.
Oh, you're missing a streaming service.
Yes. Yes, sir.
That's not possible.
Well, some are mine and some are my mom's. You think
I'll pay for them? No, I think they're all your mom's.
No, I pay for HBO Max. I pay for Hulu, Disney Plus, Peacock TV, and there's one other one. What? I do Tubi TV, but Tubi TV is free.
So is Peacock if you get commercials.
Nah, I don't like commercials. I can't stand commercials. Like, I actually paid the extra money on Hulu not to get the commercial. I can't stand commercials. I just hate them. Like,
I'm the exact opposite. I like when a commercial shows up. I'm like, oh, let's harass Chad. Let's see what Chad's up to. Hey, Chad, how's it going?
Yeah, like, I can't stand commercials. My generation, I'm just like, it's not a thing where I'm just like, I can't do it. It's like, I'd rather blow Donkey Kong's dick. But, okay, so 1950s, I never saw the original Machine Gun Kelly, which starred Charles Bronson. Never saw that one. That was like in 1958. Never saw that one.
Were you going to? Was it like on some list saying?
Not really. No, just things that I'm like, it's weird because like, only one on my list, like, I didn't even see the original Salem's Lot in 1970. Like, which is weird because I like horror films. I've never seen the original one of that. And then St. Elmo's Fire, which was in the 80s. I didn't see that one, which is weird because I usually watch a lot of 80s, 90s, 70s, and 60s type movie. But I never saw that one. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then it's soapy, too. So I'm like, if I saw Terms of Endearment, I fucking should have at least saw, you know. So I'm like, oh, I don't know how I missed that one.
I saw, that you're going to laugh, E.T. and Terms of Endearment on a double bill at the drive-in.
Recently?
No, when it came out. Were they around the same year? I'm convinced
Terms of Endearment. Yeah, no, they were at the same year, because I know that for a fact they came out around the same year.
Okay, so I saw E.T. as a kid. And my parents stayed at the drive-in for Terms of Endearment.
Yeah, because drive-ins, because I remember, because like my parents used to take me and my brother in the 80s, like, they would see, like, they always show, like, at least one family film, and then they show the older person movie, so the kids go to sleep in the back of the car. That's how I got traumatized, because I woke up when my parents were watching The Shining, because I forget what the kid movie was. It was The Shining, and I remember waking up and seeing those fucking evil-looking fucking twins in that one sequence, and I was like, what the fuck? I have a phobia of twins, man. Twins are freaking scary, especially if they're girls. Which is ironic because I dated a twin once, and that was some fucked up shit.
Oh no, we're not letting either of these things go. Okay, would it be Time Bandits? Would have been. Like, I'm giving. Just,
it wasn't.
I don't know. I got. There's really not a lot of 80s movies like that would help you. Time Bandits is the big one. Like, they list this as kids' movies, The Evil Dead, but it's not The Evil Dead I'm thinking of. Some kid looking with some pig monster. I don't know what this is. Oh, it is Evil Dead. Like, Arthur? That wouldn't have been your kids' movie.
No, Arthur's not. That was in the 80s.
This is the worst list I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, because it's weird because I don't remember what kid movie it was. I really don't. And they had a lot of kid movies then. Like, I know for a fact because they had E.T., they had Mac and Me, they had fucking Short Circuit. Maybe it was Short Circuit, but I don't think I was Short Circuit.
That would have been 84, 85.
Yeah, I think it was closer to 87, actually.
There you go. Yeah, 16, you're right. Because I would have known my buddy who's Indian.
Yeah, because I just know. Yeah, and it wasn't played by an Indian. It was played by Fisher Stevens, a white dude in brown face. Oh no! We did, like, oh no. But I'm trying to think. Yeah, because like I was like 4 or 5, so it was The Shining. Fuck. I really can't. I can't remember The Kingsman. I just remember The Shining. I just remember the twins.
And I want to go back to the twin thing. I'm not letting you go. So you hate twins, but you dated a twin.
Oh, that's a funny story. So like in 2008, 2009, I think it was 2009. There was these twins that I worked with, and one of the twins I actually liked, but she had a boyfriend. So I was really good friends with her, and then her sister. Her sister was actually kind of hot. Like, her sister was the model out of the group. And I liked the other sister because she was, like, all, like, weird, geeky, mousy, which is weird because I usually don't go for that. And, but she was, like, really artsy. And the sister who was the model, she was all pissed off, like, why do you like my sister? We're twins. Da-da-da-da. I'm single. Da-da-da. And so, like, she would actually, like, we would, like, hang out. Me and her would start hanging out. And she knew I didn't have a lot of money, but she liked the fact of having a dude around, which is weird because she was attractive. I'm like, a lot of dudes wanted to date her, but we dated for her briefly, and then that fell through and stuff. But yeah, I really liked the other sister, not her.
Okay.
Oh, my 20s.
We're going to get back
20s.
To Chad's list. Don't worry, people. Just before this interview started, Chad got a text about an audition. For
yes,
black man, I think it was in the audition.
I literally had to go back because in the original notes, like late 20s black, his name is Mike. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, but I went back and I realized I looked at the audition submissions and basically they changed it because they couldn't find an actor. They had, I guess it's been auditioning for a couple of weeks and they haven't found an actor yet. So they changed the specs of any ethnicity now. They changed it. So I was just like, whew, okay, dodge that bullet. But I was just like, okay, cool. I could dodge that bullet. And then go like, oh, I'm going to look at, they wanted by July 1st. And I was like, hey, I'm out of town. So I could do it the following week because it's too close. And I was like, it's Tuesday, almost Wednesday. And I work all weekend and it's 4th of July weekend. And that's no, and Stranger Things are on, and I'm gonna finish Volume 2. So, fuck the auditions. But so I'm gonna do that. So I'm gonna do it the following week. But yeah, I looked at it and it was like it's a freaking 4-page audition. I'm like, ugh, I hate when they send 4 pages of an audition. So I'm like, hey, here's 4 pages of an audition, and I usually don't have a reader, so I'm sitting there talking to myself. Like, okay. Because a lot of live casting directors want readers. And I'm like, I've been having really bad luck finding readers. So I'm just like, and I'm not going to pay someone. Well, yeah, I could do that. Well, but you're delivering mail living in Canada. So
Hold on. Have you asked me at any point to do a reading with you? What?
No, I have not.
And I said I would. I think I've expressed to you anytime you need somebody to read for you, I'll do it free of charge. Okay. I'll do whatever voice you want. Not that I have anything other than this one.
Right?
So, but I'm happy. Funny.
And it's funny because I have another actor that I used to work. I actually worked with an actor on Goons. He's like, because I told him about my issue. And he's like, oh, I could read it too. I could do it too. I'll just do it via phone. Because like, he can't believe how many auditions I get. Because I get a lot of auditions and shit. And I'm like, okay, I might use him too. I don't know yet. Like that. Because I can remember one time. I asked my mom and my mom said yes. And I sent her the script and she's like, I'm not going to read the script. I was like, cause the script was pretty not raunchy, but really kind of gross. So she's just like, so I had to get my manager to read it. And she's just like, eh. And I still didn't get the fucking audition. It's when I think that was actually them that got me the audition too. Like this was during a time when I was, yeah, they were submitting a lot that, I was either sleazy porn director, sleazy massage parlor regular. They did give me that short film audition. They did submit that one. I was getting all these like sleazy roles, and I'm like, I'm starting to see a pattern here. And then, so my mom's like, I'm not going to do that. And the manager read with me on that one, but managers are supposed to do. And her after that, she's like, you know, they do have services where you pay like $15, $30 an hour and you'll just go to a studio and record it. And I'm like, why would I do that for an audition when I have the back screen, I have a computer, I have my phone, I have my ring light. I'm not going to spend money on an audition and then not get it. That's just like stupid business investments. Like I sit there, I kind of look at it and you get shocked, like, what? And I'm like, no, I've been in this game long enough where, for example, I just did a Zoom callback audition on Sunday, which went pretty well. It's a student film. Like, it's kind of hard to say because it's a student film, comedy student film. But down here in LA, student films is like a bad name to say because they're not like student films because they have to fund it. It's their thesis, so they have to make it look good. Like, if you're from like one of the five film schools here, if it's like something else, like Long Beach or something, I'm like screw that. Like, if you're either Northridge, New York Film Academy, LA, USC, UCLA, or American Film Institute, those are the five, like, they're very, like, you need to, like, they're good. They're, like, they're going to be good no matter what. But if it's, like, Los Angeles Film School or something, screw that, because those three films, they turn out like crap. Because it's, like, people are not spending enough money. It's just, like it's almost like American Film, like, not American Film Institute. It's American, there's a thing called the Art Institute, which no longer exists. They did shitty projects, too. So I try not to do, like, but this kid really, like it was really cool. It was a really cool audition because he saw that he realized I knew what he was going for. And it was only like a page and a half. There wasn't descriptions. It was just this character talking to like a mockumentary. And I kind of like, oh, like, cause we actually talk shop. And I was like, oh, kind of something to remind me of like an Andy Bernard from The Office. And it's like, oh my God, this is what inspired it, like the idea, but it's a mockumentary. So it's like you're following this character because it's like a film critic. And so I kind of understood, and I know film. And I was like, oh, I can solve this. And he's like, oh man. So I'm like waiting to see because they have a final callback, I think, on Sunday. This Sunday's coming up. But he likes me so much. He's like, well, I'm going to talk to my producer and stuff and see what happens because we might just give you the role. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Because like, I guess I nailed it. He's like, I like your personality. He's like, the one thing I was really nervous at first, like, I really liked your self-tape audition and everything. But he's like, your age, like, what's your age? And I'm like, bro, I'm 37. He's like, you're 37? I thought you were like 28. And I'm like, no, I'm 37. I was like, this is what kills me is because I look a lot younger than I am. And I think that's just what's hurting me in my auditions. Like the massage parlor one I really wanted to do. And I showed you the picture of the guy that they cast. And I was just like, he does look kind of skeezy and old. I don't have that. I can play that. But it's getting to the point where I'm just like, I have a baby face. So it's just like, okay, I think I have to like really stay on fucking comedies and stuff. Because I know it's like all the genre stuff, like horror, thriller. And this is weird too, because the audition I just got was not a comedy at all. So I'm just like, but they're like, we want you to audition. This was the one that I submitted to, I guess, apparently. Because I look at certain things like, oh, that sounds interesting. And I submit. And they're like, oh, we want you to audition. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. But yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. Where I'm just like, but I'm also casting Lexi's new film that's shooting next month. So I'm shooting like a smaller role for that. But I'm in her new short film. So I have one short film. So if I get a student film, I'll be two short films I'm in July. So fingers crossed.
Okay, back we go. You thought I forgot. Nope, 90s.
Oh, 90s? 90s, I really didn't miss anything. Let me see.
Oh, right, now you were given homework and you have to look it up. This looks really bad.
No, no, I didn't look it up. I'm like, 90s? It's like, no, yeah, because it's like stuff. I watch a lot of shit. Unless it's like garbage, like B-movie shit. Like I had to watch movies for this podcast thing for horror in October. And I was just like, surprisingly, luckily the movie was decent. So I was just like, oh, thank God.
Oh, speaking of things that should have been released already and you ditched me for, how's your uncle's podcast?
Oh, yes. I don't think he's working on it as much because he was doing it for briefly. And then all of a sudden, like, I was supposed to do his podcast, and his connection was messed up. So the audio was super low, And I was just like, and he has a nice getup too, but he had to like, you had to use FaceTime and the FaceTime connector was in the wrong thing. And then I was just like, it's like he wants to redo it. But right now he's been doing, he produces and hosts a comedy show, his own comedy show now for stand up up out in, was it Virginia? What's that? I'm trying to think what, like what's next to Tennessee. Cause he lives right on the border of Tennessee in this other state. I want to say Virginia, West Virginia, maybe.
I'm the Canadian. Remember?
Yeah, I know. I'm just sitting there, I'm like,
not and states.
Like, yeah, it's like so. Yeah, he has like this bar thing he does now where he does it weekly and apparently it's doing well. And I'm like, that's what I did when I was in Sacramento. Where that's where I made all my money. Well,
maybe you should be going down there and doing some stand up.
No, I was like, a lot of people keep telling me about stand up because I keep getting asked a lot. And part of me wants to do that, but it's just like what I run into right now is not because I'm lazy for writing jokes or anything, but a lot of my stuff is story based. And it's just like a lot of stories, you can't tell funny shit within a 3 to 7 minute time frame. Like if I had 15 minutes or something, I could go and be like, talk with the crowd, do some crowd work, see what they're doing. And like, because there's this comedian that I really like. Well, he kind of has like a basic bro college frat boy thing, is Trevor Wallace. Where it's just like, I like his style where he's just like, he's riffing the crowd. Same with Ian Bagg, where it's just like telling stories. And that's what I want to do because I'm not a joke comedian. And it's just like, I sit there and I watch some of the joke comedians and I'm just like, fuck, it's garbage. It's like, they're not funny. And it goes back to the whole woke, not woke thing. I'm not saying about the woke thing and cancel culture. It's just like everything is said and done. And then I have to lift to freaking to the locations. And so it's just weird. And I think that's where it's like, that's why I kind of like podcasting, where I could sit on my couch in my underwear, drinking my Canadian ginger ale, my Canada Dry, you know. And just like kind of bullshit on a fucking podcast where that's why I'm kind of been like lately where I was telling my mom the other day, I was just like, you know what? I forgot how much I enjoy and how good I am just talking randomly. Like a lot of people suck on podcasts. Like people just can't talk. Me, I could talk for a good 30, 45 minutes. And then people be like, God, is this fat ass going to shut up?
Never. Okay. Exactly. 2000s. Let's go. We got to finish this. We got 4 minutes.
2000s, I really didn't miss anything. Like I was
2010s, nothing.
Nothing, yeah. Like I
nothing
really,
recently.
Recently, I'll take that back. What was the stupid Transformer one? I did miss that one. The very not oh god, not Bumblebee. There was that one with I want to say 2018 to maybe it's 2019. I think it was the last one with Mark Wahlberg, when the Transformers, I forget what it's called.
Like, you know what? You need to listen to my show. Would we actually give you a real list to follow with real movies that you should have missed?
But a lot of these real movies, fucking suck right now. Like, I haven't even gone to movie theaters now where it's just like they had Top Gun 2. I didn't see it. I haven't seen I just don't go to the movie theaters like I used to. It's not because we're in a pandemic, which it kind of is, but it's just like it's so freaking expensive. It's not worth it. Where it's just like I could sit here and stream. Like recently, I saw Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Great movie.
I liked it.
I saw Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe.
Which I have not watched that.
I loved it. It was funny because I got home one day and my mom's like, "Oh," because I was working that day, and she's like, "Oh, what movie are you gonna do?" It's like. She's like, I see you on my Amazon. I'm like, yep, I'm on your Amazon. She's like, what are you going to watch? I'm like, Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. And she's like, I figured.
Well, I'm going like, to watch it too.
My mom knows my comedy. She's like, you're going to watch Beavis and Butthead.
Why wouldn't you? I can't wait to watch Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, I think that stuff is funny.
That's just that, like, fart knocker. I love that fart knocker. Let's do it.
I would say Beavis and Butthead Do America is one of my favorite cartoons of all time. Animated.
Makes me
laugh so hard. I've seen it like 2 or 3 times, and I love it every time.
I've watched it so many times. Like I always try to watch it once a year because I'm just a glutton for punishment sometimes. I sit down and forget how funny it is. I just start laughing. But no, it's just like, that's just like my thing where it's just like, I've been finding that. I'm trying to think, there was another one. I watched this new TV series on FX on Hulu called The Bear. That was really good. It had the kid, well, he's not a kid, the guy from Shameless. Like, he's in it, and it was actually pretty, pretty good. What else, though? Like, I binged that. Yeah, I've just been, like, watching, like, shows here and there. I try to get into Abbott's Elementary. Trying to think. I started watching Woke, the second season of Woke, which got canceled, which I was kind of surprised because it's based on a cartoonist from the Bay Area, for Kenneth something. I can't remember his last name. But his first name's Kenneth. But he's like a Bay Area like cartoonist, this African-American who became an activist after cops tackle him, thinking he was this criminal or chasing this black criminal, and they thought it was him, and it wasn't. And it messed up his, like, concentration. Like, he's like, whoa, everyone, he starts saying things and stuff. It's really good series. What was it? Oh my god, it was something else. I'm trying to think. I am definitely looking forward, even though I think Stranger Things should have ended on season 3. I'm looking forward to the last 2 episodes. I'm trying to think what other ones I did. Because my mom was trying to make me watch Umbrella Academy. I have not watched that. I watched the first season. I watched the first season, and it was and I didn't start watching the second one. I just can't stand Elliot Page anymore. It's just like her acting. I mean, their acting. It's so bad. I'm just like, a Juno. They were brilliant in Hard Candy. They were brilliant in, but you see, I'm trying to be like, use the right pronouns, not trying to be a dick because I don't like whatever. So they did some good stuff, but it's just the older they got, the shittier their acting is. And I'm just like, wow. It's like almost like the Kristen Stewart complex where she did a couple good movies and then she sucked. And then she did like maybe 1 or 2 good movies like recently. So hopefully she stays on that route. I'm trying to think. My mom, like, because she has, like, all the British TV shows, too, and I like watching the British shows. She recommended a lot of TV shows to me, and, like, because she watches a lot of TV shows, because after working 11 hours or so, she wants to veg out, so, like, she works 11-hour days, office work stuff, so I'm like, let's see. I'm trying to think.
You know you're running over time now, if you care.
Oh, I don't. All right. You're telling me, go, Chad, go. I see how it is.
That's correct. Goodbye.
Right, Chattles out.